Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're holding on the top of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, 3 lines from the top. So the Gemara is in the middle of going through the different people that were mentioned in the Mishnah, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that they had specific expertise and they didn't want to teach it to others. So Hugras ben Levi, we said in the Mishnah that he had a special way of singing, expertise in how to create a very nice sound. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa that what was his expertise? That Keshu Naisin Koyloi Bini Imo, when he would sing, so Machnis Gudoloi L'Saych Piv, he would put his thumb into his mouth, and he would take a second finger and put it by his mustache, and he would produce a very nice sound, and his fellow kehanim, they would jump backwards. They were so astounded by this talent that they would jump backwards. So Hugras ben Levi, wasn't that he stam had a natural nice voice, he had a special talent, he knew how to do a certain thing, and he didn't teach this to others. Tan Rabbanan ben Kamser. So what was Ben Kamser's story? Ben Kamser didn't want to He didn't want to teach his special way of writing. Amru Lav, they said about Ben Kamser, that he knew how to take like four quills, between his fingers, between each finger he would take a quill. The Maisa Teva Shadal Daisis, and when he got up to a Teva of four letters, meaning the Shem Havaya, so Hayukaisvasakas, he knew how to write the Shem Havaya in one shot without separating the letters. He would just take his hand with all four pens, and he somehow knew how to write all the four letters, good K, vav K, all in one shot. Amrulai, they said to him, Mabra Isa Shalilami, what's Pshai? You don't want to teach it to other people. Why don't you want to teach this skill to other people? Kulan Matsub, and why was it so special? Why would they want him to teach it to other people? So the Tesis Rush explains based on a Brice and Mesech HaSeifrim, that you're not allowed to be mafsik in Parakei Allah Havav. It says that's afsul lahafsik bedibur in the middle of writing Shem Hashem. So Ben Kamser had this special way of writing the of Shem Hashem that he wasn't mafsik bichlal. He mamish no hafsik at all. He knew how to write the entire Shem Hashem without being mafsik at all. So they said to him, Mabri Isa Shalei Lilami, what's pshat? You don't want to teach it to others? And Lamaisa says, the Gemara, Kulan Matsu Tshuva Lidivrayim. All the other people in the Mishnah, like we mentioned in the previous Dhamma, they all had tshuvas for why they didn't want to teach it to others. They all said because they were nervous of it getting into the hands of others who wouldn't use it properly to go serve a Vedizara. However, Ben Kamser lay matzah tshuva ledvarav, says the Braisa, Ben Kamser, he did not even have any tshuva, he didn't have any excuse for why he didn't teach this to others, which the Tosfos Rashi explains because the Gaim don't have a Mesech HaSeifrim. They don't have this halacha that you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of writing the names of their gods. And therefore they have no reason to, reason to be chayshish that someone's going to use this avodah zarah, this type of skill, because it can't be used for avodah zarah. They don't have any sort of sensitivity to such a thing. So all of them had excuses except for Ben Kamser. They didn't have an excuse. And says this Braisa, perhaps not like our Mishnah, that al Rishonim Nemer Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that on all the earlier ones, the Beis Garmu, Beis Aftinas, and Hugras Ben Levi, so it says Zecher Tzadik Livracha, because Lamaisa they had a good excuse. Even though our Mishnah says not. But about Ben Kamser, V'chaveirav Nemer V'shem Risha Mirkav. However, on Ben Kamser, and on people like him, so on those types of people, it says that V'shem Risha Mirkav, that the names of Risham shall rat. My V'shem Risha Mirkav, what does it mean? V'shem Risha Mirkav, says the Marsha. What's the extra word V'shem? It says Zecher Tzadik Levracha V'shem Risha Mirkav. It should just say Zecher Tzadik Levracha V'Risha Mirkav. Why V'shem Risha Mirkav? Says the Gemara Amar Belazar that Rakvivos Ta'ala B'Shmaisa and Dulei Maskinah B'Shmayu, that there should be rat that goes on their names because we don't use their names. We're not supposed to, when the person names their child, so even though it says in the Zayar in Parshas Noach Daf Samach Amud Aleph, the parents have a certain level of Ruach HaKadosh, a Madrig of Nevuah, when it comes to naming a child, still a Maisa, they have to do their due diligence when choosing a proper name for their child. Like the Medrash Tanchuma says, in Parshas Hazinu, Simin Zayin, it says, L'aylam yivdoik adam b'shem ha'islikor livnoi. A person's always supposed to check. What does it mean to check? Checking means to thinking through the name, what the name means, who are they naming after. And so this is one of the cheshbonos that the Gemara is telling us, is that Rakbivos talib b'shmaisa doi maskina b'shmaya, that the person shouldn't use the name when deciding what name to give. a person shouldn't decide on the name of a Rasha. Rav Liasher points out that from Rashi and Arsugi, it's actually mashma that's even an Isser. It's mashma an Isser. It means Masha actually writes Lahedi that it's an Isser to name after a Rasha. Rashi seems to understand that the Pasuk Vishayim Rishom Yirkav means that the name should become rusty because they're not being used. That there's an Isser Asay, so to speak, that the names of the Rishom should become rusty, that they shouldn't be used. You're not allowed to name after a Rasha. From Rabbeinu Chananel over here, it's mashma, he had a little bit of a different understanding of the Drasha. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Vashem Rishon Mirkav means that there's rust on their names, that people that have those names are never Matzliach. That people that have the names of Rishon, they're not Matzliach. And it's Pashan in Eitzot Toiva Kamashmon. It's an Eitzot, it's good advice that a person shouldn't use the name of a Rasha because people who have the names of Rishon, they're not Matzliach. L'maisa, all the details of these halachas, well, Bezos Hashem will discuss at the end of the week in the Areisa Lahalacha that they send out at the end of the week. Says the Gemara Vayter. Mace Masiv Ravina, is that really true that you can't name after Rishayim? But we have Maisa B'Dayig Ben Yosef, a story of Dayig Ben Yosef. It doesn't get much worse than that. Dayig was one of the Spitz Rishayim. Dayig Ben Yosef, Shehenicha Yaviv Ben Katan Li'ima, and this Dayig Ben Yosef, so his father, he had left him as a young child to his mother when he died. His father died when this Dayig was very young. Yosef died when Dayig was very young. And B'chol Yoyim Ha'isi'imai Meidatai B'tfachim, every single day his mother, a big tzaddikish, used to measure him with a tefach measurement, I guess, and she would measure him, and she would try to then guess from there how much weight he gained. And once she determined how much weight he gained every single day, she would donate the amount of weight that he gained, that amount in gold, to the Beis Hamikdash. When the enemies were strong, there was some sort of siege, it seems, and therefore Daig's mother was starving. So she shechted him, and she ate him. She was so hungry that she ate her own child. About him, Yirmiah wailed, and he said that how could it be that a mother is eating her child, this child that she would measure and give his measurement in gold, and it comes out at the end of the story that she eats him. How could it be such a thing? And Meshiva Ruach HaKadosh V'Imeres Imi Harig B'Mikdash Hashem Kohen V'Navi, that this is because they had killed Zechariah ben Yoyadov. So because they had killed Zechariah ben Yoyadov, so this was the punishment. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that you see that they named that this Yosef, he named the son Daig. How could you tell me that Vishem Rishon Yirkav means you're not allowed to give a child the name of a Rasha, but we see that this Yosef, he gave his child the name Daig. So says the Gemara, Enachanami, but Chazim Aichsalikbe, look what happened to him in the end. And then he got shechted, eaten by his mother. So that's not exactly the type of story you want to learn from. That's not good anecdote. Total evidence if you want to try to bring a raya from here that you're allowed to name after a Rasha. Look what happened to this kid. He ended up getting shechted and eaten by his mother. So you don't have a raya from here that it's okay to name after a Rasha. Amr Rabbi Lazar, tzaddik mi'atzmai v'rasha mi'chaveri. Rabbi Lazar says that a tzaddik, when we mention his own ma'isim, that we mention the tzaddik, that he's a tzaddik, v'rasha mi'chaveri, even when we mention other risham, we'll throw him in there. Tzaddik mi'atzmai d'chsev zecher tzaddik l'vracha. It says b'lashin yachad. Only when we mention his ma'isim, so we mention him. V'rasha mi'chaveri, v'rasha, even when we mention his friends, meaning even other risham, d'chsev v'shem risham, yirka b'lashin rabim risham, that even when we mention other risham, so we'll mention him too. Amr le ravina lahumir abonon, dav misadra, gadit to Kame. Ravina said to a certain Rav that used to be Mesadra Agadita in front of him, he said, Minoham Milsud Amar Rabbanan Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Where does this concept come from of Zecher Tzadik Levracha? This thing that they say, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, what's the makar for such a thing? So Amar Lei, so that's what Ravina said to this person who's being Mesadra the Agadita. So the one who's Mesadra the Agadita said back to Ravina, Amar Lei, he said back to him, I understand what you're talking about. What do you mean, what's the makar for Zecher Tzadik Levracha? Daksiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei that says Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What's your kasha? So he said, No. I know it's a pasuk, but midaraisa minolan. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. But I want to know where in the Torah does it say it? It says Yeshanim points to the Gemara and Tainis on Aptesam and Aleph that everything that it says anywhere else in Nach anywhere anything it says in Shas, everything has to have a makar in Torah. It's everything is in the Torah. There's no such thing as something that doesn't have that's MS that doesn't have a remez for it in the Torah. So where in the Torah do you see this concept that Zecher Tzadik Levracha? That when you mention a tzaddik, so you give a bracha. So he said back, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, Vashem Amar Mechasa Nime Avram. So Hashem had mentioned the name of Avram Avinu, Asher Ani Aisa. He said, Mechasa Nime Avram Asher Ani Aisa. And Uksivin, it says right afterwards, Avram Hayuyi Elagai Gadol Vatsum. It says that he gave Avram Avinu a bracha. Minaha Mil Sadam Rabban and Shem Risham Yerkav. So again, he asked this one who's being Masadar the Gadita, where's the Makar for this concept of Hashem Risham Yerkav? So Amar Lei, what do you mean? Again, the Uksiv, Hashem Risham Yerkav. It's a Pasuk in Mishle. It's that same exact Pasuk. It says Hashem Risham Yerkav. So what's your Shiloh? So he said, you know, again, no, the Raisa Minala. Where's the Remez in the Torah for this concept of Rishem Risham Yerkav? So he said, back to him, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yelat Sidaim. So he had mentioned, the Torah mentions Sidaim. Uksiv, and it says right afterwards, V'anche Sidaim Ra'im V'chatayim L'Hashem Ma'oid. So you see right after it mentions Sidaim, so it mentions, It speaks about their averis. Am Rabbi Lazar, tzaddik dar bein shnei rishayim, v'loy lamen mimaseh. And we find that tzaddik, he lived amongst two rishayim, and afalpik, and he didn't learn from their wicked deeds. Rasha dar bein shnei tzaddikim, v'loy lamen mimaseh. And we have the exact opposite also, that is, but we have a Rasha who lived amongst two tzaddikim, and he didn't get influence from them to be more righteous. Tzaddik dar bein shnei rishayim, v'loy lamen mimaseh. And who's a tzaddik that lived amongst two rishayim and didn't get influence? It's referring to Avadia, that he lived by Achav and Yizevel, and he didn't get influenced. Rasha Darben Shnei Tzadikim, who's this Rasha who lived by two Tzadikim, and he didn't get influenced, L'Toyv, Zeh Esav. It's referring to Esav, who lived with Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, and he didn't get influenced, L'Toyv. When the Torah mentions the tzaddik l'tayv, so then Hashem mentions the gnus of the risham. And the reverse is true as well. When Hashem mentions the gnus of the risham, so he then mentions the tayv of the tzaddikim. Where do we have an example of this? As the pasuk says, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising Avram Avinu. It says right afterwards, it discusses all the averis that Sadaim was doing. And what's an example where the Torah talks about the kolasan shal rishayim, and then but right afterwards discusses the bracha letzadikim? The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "V'anshe Sadaim ra'am v'chatam Hashem." V'Hashem amar el Avram achri yipari lei mi'imai. It talks about the kolasan shal rishayim, and then right afterwards we have the bris bin abisarim. So you see this concept. Amar Rabbi Lazar, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad olam nivra. Even for the sake of one tzaddik, Hashem created the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yar lokim es ha'ar ki toiv, v'ein toiv el tzaddik. The word toiv in the pasuk, it says Hashem saw the ar that it was good, v'ein toiv el tzaddik. The toiv is referring to a tzaddik. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, imru tzaddik ki toiv, that the tzaddik is called toiv. And so the drush is that v'yar lokim es ha'ar, that Hashem saw the ar, meaning he saw it was worth it to have the ar ki toiv for the tzaddik. For the sake of the tzaddik, it's worth it to have the whole world. Amar Rabbi Lazar, called Mishakeach, Davar Mitalmudai, someone who forgets something from his learning. The Rishayim say it means that he forgets it on purpose, right, of laziness, not of adif, it's just natural. But if a person, Dafka, tries to forget something, right, of laziness, he forgets his learning. So Gerim Galus Labanov, so he causes Galus to his children. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'tishkach Taira Eleikecha, Eshkach Banecha Gamani. You forgot the Taira, I'm going to forget your children. Rabbi Yavaya Amar Meridonaisa Migudulasa, he will get demoted from his place. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Kiata Hadas Maasta, that you who were disgusted by the das, by the Torah, that you forgot it, then mascha mikahinli. So I'm going to be disgusted from you serving me from your position. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, ain't tzaddik nifter min ha'olam achin nivra tzaddik kemaisa. There's no tzaddik that's nifter from the world until another tzaddik already is there to replace them. First, Hashem sets up the replacement, and only then is the first tzaddik nifter. Shnem, as the pasuk says, v'zarach hashemesh uba hashemesh. It says that the sun rises and the sun sets. Now we know the sun rises and the sun sets. Rather, it's referring to a tzaddik, that there's a tzaddik that rises and only afterwards, uva hashemesh. Only afterwards, then the other tzaddik sets. The other tzaddik is nifter. But before the tzaddik is nifter, first there's a new tzaddik that takes his place. Actually, kavsa shimsha shel Eli, and the Gemara tells us an example that was before the shimsha shel Eli, that before Eli was nifter, already zarcha shimsha shel Shmuel Aramasi. Already then, Shmuel Aramasi already started having nevuah at the end of Eli's lifetime. So it was ready still while Eli was alive. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that big tzaddikim, so they were few, and therefore amadu shalom b'chol dar v'dar. So he went and he scattered them amongst all the different generations, that there should always be tzaddikim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki Hashem mitzukei aretz v'yashes aleihem tevel. It says that Hashem scattered them. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shel tzaddik echad ha'ilo miskayim. It's worth it. The whole entire world is niskayim, is kept around, even for the sake of one tzaddik. As the pasuk says, the tzaddik yisoid olam. The tzaddik ulashin yachid. He is the pillar of the world. Rabbi Chiya Didei, he said a different makar mehacha that ragli chasidav yishmar. That the ragli chasidav, that's what's protecting the world. In fact, the gemara chasidav tuva mashma. Chasidav is lashin rabim. It's mashma that there's the raglim of the raglim of many chasidim are yishmar are keeping the world. That's mekuyam. Says the gemara. I'm Rav Nachma bar Yitzchak chasidav ksev without a yod. It says without a yod, which is a lashon yachid, that even one chassid, even one tzaddik keeps the world around. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin Shiyatzu Rav Shnaisav Shal Adam, that once the person lives most of his life, Ulay Chaton, he doesn't do an Avera, so he Shuv Enoy Chaita, so he could already be rest assured that he's probably not going to do any Averas, he's not going to, that doesn't mean he doesn't have any Bechir anymore, but once a person went most of his lifetime without doing an Avera, so he could feel comfortable that he won't naturally do an Avera. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Ragli Chasidav Yishmar, that Hashem protects him. Divir Reb Shila Amri, a different drasha from this Pasuk that came that once a person has a dvar avira that comes to his hand once and twice, ve'enu chayta, and he doesn't give in, he doesn't do it, so then shuv enu chayta, he's not going to do that avira. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, ragli chasidov yishmar.